Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. The White House is officially launching a new website where Americans can order free rapid at-home COVID tests. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports the White House will prioritize shipments to Americans from areas that experienced high rates of COVID-19.
The new website, covidtest.gov, went live a bit early in a beta phase at limited capacity, but its official launch is tomorrow. The White House told NPR early orders will be fulfilled, but that the first 20% of each day's orders will go to Americans living in zip codes that have experienced high rates of COVID-19 cases and deaths. President Biden announced last month that the United States would purchase 500 million at-home tests for the program. Last week, he announced he was doubling the order to 1 billion tests. The administration is also releasing a hotline number later this week for those who do not have internet access. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, The White House.
President Biden is handling a move by some major telecommunications companies to hold off on turning on some wireless towers located near key airports amid concerns about possible interference and disruption to flights by the company's new 5G technology. AT&T and Verizon both postponing planned rollouts. The new high-speed networks use a segment of the radio spectrum that is close to that used by altimeters and other key aviation electronics. The aviation industry has warned of potentially grounded flights. AT&T and Verizon deny there's any issue and say the technology is being used safely in many other countries. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals has sent a legal challenge to Texas's six-week abortion ban down to the state Supreme Court. It was a request of state officials seeking to keep the law in effect. Ashley Lopez of member station KUT in Austin has more.
Abortion providers asked the Fifth Circuit to send their challenge to a lower federal court in Texas after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled last month that their case could continue. But state officials in Texas argued the case should be sent to the Texas Supreme Court. Texas elects judges to the Supreme Court in partisan statewide elections. At the moment, all of the court's judges are Republicans. Legal experts say this could keep the law in limbo for a while longer now, which means Texas will continue to have the strictest abortion law in effect in the country. No other state has been allowed to keep a law in effect that violates the legal precedent set by Roe v. Wade. I'm Ashley Lopez in Austin.
The announcement that software giant Microsoft will pay $68.7 billion for Activision Blizzard apparently did little to boost the company's shares on Wall Street today. Microsoft saying it will get access to games including Call of Duty and Candy Crush via the all-cash deal. Activision shares have been down over the past year as the company's faced a variety of allegations, ranging from misconduct among some workers to unequal pay. A major down day on Wall Street. The Dow fell 543 points. The Nasdaq was down 386 points today. This is NPR. Nearly 5 months after Hurricane Ida barreled into Louisiana, it is finally safe for residents who live in Grand Isle in the southern tip of the state to drink water out of their faucets. Patrick Madden of member station WWNO New Orleans has the story.
Public health authorities in Louisiana have officially lifted their do not drink orders and boil water advisories for Grand Isle, a small barrier island town in southeast Louisiana. The move was based on a chemical analysis of water samples. Much of southeastern Louisiana is still in the process of recovering from the hurricane, from rebuilding homes and repatching roofs to relocating to other parts of the region. A recent report from the National Centers for Environmental Information puts the damages from the storm around $75 billion. But for residents in Grand Isle, known for its fishing and beaches, the announcement of safe drinking water is a step in the right direction. For NPR News, I'm Patrick Madden in New Orleans.
Brazil says it expects that country's coffee growers to produce upwards of 55 million bags of coffee this year. That's ahead of last year's pace, but still smaller than many in the market expected. Brazil is the world's largest coffee producer, and its annual output is closely watched as a determinant of global supply. A smaller-than-average crop could cause coffee prices to stay at near 10-year highs. This year's expected production is still far from the record 63 million bags produced by the country's growers in 2020. Crude oil futures prices have reached their highest level since 2014, oil settling at $85.43 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.